Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
In the Gospels, Jesus tells us, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who upon finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it." The gifts have been presented to the priest for the celebration of the sacrament. Between the direction of the deacon, the prayers of the priest, and the general solemnity of the moment, we understand the power of the act of reconciliation. God has not forgotten his creation. God has established a means by which we can enjoy the gift of life to its fullest. Christ has been presented to the world. And by our presence at the Divine Liturgy, we have found that pearl. Yes, the finest pearl, one which we must have. We can't live without it. And like the merchant, we must sell everything to have that pearl. Certainly, we can show our joy and excitement with our voices and gestures. The deacon turns to the people and says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss," and together we enthusiastically sing, "Christ has been revealed among us." This is the time to show and share our excitement. From the time of the early Christian communities, people enthusiastically embraced and kissed one another over the news that Christ was in their midst. Imagine, the Savior, the Son of God, is among us. Is there anything more exciting? St. Paul, in his letters, passes along greetings with the holy kiss. Christ unites us to the divine. This is not partial but complete reconciliation. Extend yourself to one another during this portion of the Divine Liturgy. It is a time to reconcile. It is a time to celebrate. It is a time to make Christ's presence in you known to everyone. Kiss, hug, shake hands, or merely reach over and tell the person around you, "Christ is revealed among us. Christos imesh merhaid netzav." As another offers this greeting to you, respond, "Blessed is the revelation of Christ." Ortnyale haidnukunon Christosi. Remember to lose yourself in the moment. That is, sell everything you have. Don't carry baggage with you. The words of the hymn are our direction at this moment. Christ is in our midst. He has been revealed. He who is God is seated here. The voice of peace has resounded. Holy greeting is commanded. The church has now become one soul. The kiss is given for a full bond. The enmity has been removed, and love is spread over us all. Now, ministers, raise your voices and give blessings with one accord to the Godhead consubstantial, while angels sing, "Holy, holy, holy." This is a moment of joy. This is a moment of celebration. Take advantage. Lose yourself in this moment. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Vazgen and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.